On the show today, we have Allied Solutions' very own Ann Davidson talking about what fraudsters are doing these days during the coronavirus crisis and their new show called Let's Talk Fraud. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Allied Solutions' very own Ann Davidson. Ann, how are you doing today?
Great. Fantastic. Good. Enjoying. We had a little snow this morning, so I'm hoping the snow goes away.
Wow. Where are you? I don't think I've ever asked. Where are you? Are you in Wisconsin or where are you located?
I am in Wisconsin.
You guys are still getting a little bit of the white stuff, huh? Oh, gosh.
A little snow way up by the UP.
Oh, my gosh. Tell Mother Nature up there that to get the memo that spring has sprung, all right?
So you guys, I know.
Need to get some greenery going. For sure. Right. Hey, let's talk about some other items that are on the docket here. And obviously, you guys focus on the fraud sector and fraud, like we were talking right before the recording, that fraud is going crazy right now, just all the scams and stuff that are going on. And so we're going to be talking about that. You and your fraud team capturing information through phishing attacks. And also, you guys have started a Let's Talk Fraud weekly show, which I'm excited to hear about as well. So, but before we get into that, so what are the bad actors doing these days during the COVID-19 crisis? Because unfortunately, I'm just upside down about this type of stuff. Like, is there a time just you can just lay low for a while, you know? But of course, they see this as a prime opportunity to really throw some scary scams on folks out. So what are they doing out there that's getting people all up in arms?
Right now, they're really focused on the non-face-to-face. So as you know, card-not-present fraud has escalated because they're using their cards in a non-face-to-face environment. Mm-hmm. We are seeing payment app fraud. You know, payment app using their mobile device, either through Zelle, Venmo, Cash App. We are also seeing where they're physically going to the ATMs, and they are identifying ATMs that are non-EMV, or they're identifying ATMs that allow you to fall back and not use the chip and get the cash out.
Okay.
Or they're also identifying through malware that maybe the ATMs, the limits are not in a controlled setting. We are also seeing the phishing is unbelievable.
Yeah.
They are spoofing credit unions' phone numbers. They are spoofing third-party vendors that credit unions use. And I can't tell you, every day I get a call from a credit union that their members are believing in this information and giving it out.
Oh, my God. I mean, there's some really crafty phishing scams going on out there, and they're doing because they're sitting at home too, just like the rest of us. So they have a little bit of extra time on their hands to really, really polish these things, I guess. Is that what you're saying too?
Yes. They are absolutely going through they're getting away from the emails and the text messaging. They're really focused on phone calling.
Really?
So they're calling the cell phone or they're calling a landline. And then they're also calling the credit union's call center. So they're focused a lot on the call centers today.
Wow. And so what are they doing with call centers? How are they getting in through there? What's their...
They're pretending they're the credit union member.
Okay.
One idea is they're saying, oh, I can't remember my password. You know, can you give me a temporary password?
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting that temporary password.
Oh my gosh.
And then the bad guy jumps on online banking and they're able to change the phone number so the text message validation of the secure code comes to the bad guy's text messaging, or they change the email. So we're seeing a lot of that. I have one credit union, they had over 168 of their members gave out information.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, so consumer education is huge, Michael. Anything you can get out to the credit unions and to the credit union members is huge today as far as education.
Especially with a lot of the relief checks coming out or getting them in the mail or direct deposit and the pay protection program, all these relief efforts, they're jumping on top of this stuff, right?
Yes. In fact, we did a risk alert last week ahead of the paper checks going out to really focus on the credit unions. If they make a counterfeit check with the credit union's name on it, to make sure the credit union is using a positive pay solution. So what that means is when those checks come in to settle or clear, they only settle and clear the items that their credit union actually wrote. So if there are any counterfeit checks, they can be returned. Mm-hmm. We're also focused in our risk alert on the deposit side too, to extend those holds. So, you know, how are they depositing them? Are they going to use remote deposit capture in the non-face-to-face environment? Yeah. Are they going to use the ATMs to deposit the item if it's a full service ATM? So there's just a lot of digital environments today that the bad crooks are focused on.
Yeah, because yeah,
they're unfortunate.
Yeah, they're really taking advantage of a lot of the cracks in the system right now. They're taking advantage of that type of stuff. Yeah. So what else are credit union fraud teams doing to help combat this type of stuff? What are some practices that you guys are doing, or what you've heard out there that can help out other credit unions caught up in these challenges?
Yeah, what we're doing is we're doing a monthly Let's Talk Fraud. I think that's really key. Let's get out before the exposure happens. Mm-hmm. So the credit unions can put action in place to prevent it. And then if the credit unions have gotten hit, at least we share with them the best practices to mitigate and prevent the exposure.
Mm-hmm. So are you guys, for the show, for the Let's Talk Fraud, are you guys recording that as well to show at a later date? Or is it live only? Or how are you guys working that?
It's live, but we also are sending out the slide deck, and we're sending out the recording.
Oh, good.
And they get it within 24 to 48 hours after we have Let's Talk Fraud. Okay. So I think that's a huge benefit. Any credit union out there in the industry, it's open to any of them.
Good.
So they can join in. Like the next one is May 20th. So I would really encourage credit unions to join in, because it's really helping you understand what has happened in the last 30 days. Mm-hmm. That's what we're sharing. And then what are some best practices you can put in place?
And things are changing so fast too, because I would think on each call, oh my gosh, the new things people are coming up with and talking about, you know, and how do you address that type of stuff? Oh my God, I can't imagine what these conversations are.
Yeah. Like one of the credit unions I talked to yesterday, they had almost $39,000 withdrawn from their ATM. But the problem is their ATM was not chip enabled. So the bad guy, they're out there searching, they're finding out. Since then, the credit union does have a chip enabled ATM. So mm-hmm. then the next piece I had to tell them about, okay, now if someone, your cards are 100% EMV, your ATM is EMV. Mm-hmm. Don't allow fallback. Don't allow it to convert to a Meg Stripe, because think of all those other cards that are being cloned and counterfeited. They're coming to their ATM, and if you allow it to go to a Meg Stripe and not a chip on chip, you are acting as a merchant credit mm-hmm. union, and you're going to be liable. Yeah. And then I go into the third piece and make sure you also have your controlled settings in place. So you can see how it's a blended approach, how you have to manage risk and mm-hmm. prevent the exposures today. And we're here to help any credit union out there in the industry.
Yeah. What other stories are you hearing out there? So, I mean, and what can, oh, also what can members do on their end as well? I mean, because they're the ultimate, you know, the ultimate end game here. So what can they do? What can they be doing?
Yeah. Member education is huge today. We have a document that we sent off to a credit union that was getting phished. You know, we are sharing that document with any credit union that wants it. Some of the credit unions are putting things on their websites. They're actually putting messages on their phone system. You know, it's really getting out there and letting the members know that the credit union already has your information. They don't need to call you and say, oh, we're going to deactivate your card. And guess what? We need your PIN number. Well, they don't need your PIN number.
They have it, yeah.
Or we have to manage your account in the online banking or the P2P. We're seeing a lot of person-to-person payments, mm-hmm. especially, you know, me to you. Mm-hmm. So how are those being authenticated? I would encourage credit unions to educate their members, because they could download that payment app and, you know, here they got a phone call and they gave out their 16-digit card number. So guess who's enrolling them in the payment app?
Yeah. So is that like Venmo and Zelle, things like that?
Yes.
You're talking about? Yeah.
Yes. And they could come down two paths. One could be with the account number information. Mm-hmm. The other path is they enrolled in it with a debit card number. So the credit unions have to watch both avenues, you know, because it's ACH if they get in and use their account number to set it up, mm-hmm. or if they use their debit card number. And if it's a card, they have chargeback rights, because it's considered a card not present mm-hmm. type of transaction, and it goes through the money transfer, which is a merchant category code, the 4829. So these are things that we as the credit unions need to understand to help our members prevent the exposure. So
what about, let's switch gears back to the credit unions, because a lot of us, obviously, we're working from home now. So what about remote right. workers? What are you hearing on the remote worker side of things?
Yeah, I haven't, the remote workers, we haven't seen any fraud exposure from that perspective. I mean, I've worked remotely for, my last 6 years with Allied. So I, with the VPNs and the security, it's just we haven't seen the exposure there and we haven't talked to credit unions. The thing that we did want to mention is working in the office, bringing children to the credit union office as the branch is closed, what are the liability exposures there? But work from home, it's just don't click on that link, don't open that attachment. Those are really, critical elements to understand out there. So hopefully everybody that's working at home is not opening something they didn't expect and they're not opening an attachment or clicking on that email. So education is huge.
No doubt. Be very, very careful. Common sense, all that good stuff. So when's the next Let's Talk Fraud? When's that airing? May what? What was the date again?
It's May 20th. And again, spread the word. Any credit union can attend. It's from 2 to 3 Eastern time.
Okay.
And it's really sharing in the last 30 days, what have we seen in the world of fraud and risk? Mm-hmm. And it's a keynote as you kind of look beyond the U.S. and see what the bad guys are doing in other countries, because eventually it's going to move to the U.S. So we're going to share, and then we'll share best practices, what things you can do to prevent the exposure. Okay. And again, like I said, the phishing is huge. Think of online account opening today as individuals are working remotely. Once they get through that door, are they going to apply for a loan? So come to those webinars. I think that we had over 250 credit unions come to the first one. I said, they're the third Wednesday of every month, but May 20th, 2:00 Eastern time. Go to our website, sign up for it, and we'll see you then.
indeed. Yeah, and where can we find it again? Where do we go to the Allied Solutions website, or where do we go?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And I'll put all the links and stuff in the show notes so people can get right to it, but I just wanted to make sure. So, and unfortunately, this is a very popular topic right now. So, but fortunately, we have folks like you out there really doing a great job and keeping those folks at bay. So we appreciate your work out there.
Thank you so much, Michael, and thanks for this opportunity, and I hope we will be back and talk about more exposures.
Oh, I would love it. Yeah, if you guys want to come on like right after the next one, then we can talk about what was talked about.
Great. Sounds great. Thanks, Michael.
Appreciate the time. And Davidson from Allied Solutions. And
thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
Indeed.